Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donnie, it's time. You against me and me against you. I think it's 7-2. Or 6-2. We had some off weeks, some bye weeks in there.
At least 6-2.
Well,
Sean, there is also music in there somewhere that Limit should have given you a heads up about. That's his duty.
No, I'm sure he's still asleep.
Yeah, he's still asleep.
When you got somebody filling in for you, try to give him some little tips.
It's a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. Let's call it 6-2 for my sake, Donnie. And how it works is you get 1 point for a correct answer, but it almost always goes to the final answer because that's worth 3 points. I feel like I've played well. I can't finish. I don't know who. Well, the Steelers. I've led in every game. That's who I am.
Bad second half point differential.
Yes, I feel like I've led, Donnie, so many times here. I've had great answers. And then you are a master at manipulating that final question, which is often how many... You know, 1983 Miami Hurricanes made it to the NFL. How many can you name? And you always pick the perfect number, and I'm always tempted to pick one more, and then I screw it up. I say, I can name six, and then I go to four, and I'm dead. So I give you all the credit in the world.
Well, what was the one last time at 84 Lumber that got you?
I can't remember. I can't even remember what I had for breakfast.
I know the Notre Dame Hall of Famers was one of them.
Yeah, and Ross Browner killed me on that.
Browns QBs was one of them.
He's not in the Hall of Fame. Browns QBs. Let's see what we got today from Sean. Don't call him Seth Meyers. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I haven't picked up a golf club in a bit here. The time right now is 103, time to check out Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best golf store for all your Christmas gifts. All right, don't call me Seth. Let's do it.
Hello, quiz show. Oh, Limit's questions blow.
We don't do that anymore?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So
what happened there?
I don't know. It got cut off. I'm ready.
All right. I think this first question should be fairly easy, and then they're hopefully going to get a little bit harder. So who's up first?
Donnie, you want to go
first? Let's start with me.
Yeah,
did Limits not tell you where the music is?
No, of course he didn't.
He tries to sabotage the show every time he's not
that's
here.
That's on him, Joe.
Yeah, I know it is.
There we go.
There we go, Sean. Okay. Nice move.
There we go. Sean coming through.
In the first ever meeting between the Steelers and Ravens, and a few subsequent meetings as well, but going back to the first one ever, who was Baltimore's head coach?
Oof. 1996.
Oh, wow. God. What a question that
is.
Yeah,
I thought this was one of the easier ones. Just not for me, but for you guys.
Honestly, I have no idea.
Holy ostrich milk.
I know it wasn't this guy, but just for the sake of time, I'll say Brian Billick. I know it wasn't him.
Incorrect.
Oh, my God. Is this a great question?
Thank you.
Who coached the Ravens back into the NFL? Donnie, I'm drawing a blank. Give us a clue. Well, I should make a guess first. I'll say...
It's definitely a name that I know fairly well.
Rich Kotite.
Incorrect.
I know.
I don't even know who that is.
Neither do I.
Okay, so relatively known name.
Give us another clue, Donnie. I mean Limits. I mean Sean.
All right, let me see what if I can find some more background info on this fella.
Donnie, this is bad. Man. This is bad. 1996.
This is something like never really crossed my mind. Like, who was their coach in that?
I thought I
passed
assumed...
away in 2016. So just that about a decade ago.
That doesn't help.
I don't know, like Jerry Glanville.
He was a first round NFL pick and actually played two separate times with the Steelers.
What? He played for the Steelers? Which guys that played for the Steelers became NFL coaches?
Played in 1953 and then 55 through 56. He also spent 1 year with the Chicago Cardinals.
Holy bird oil. This is ridiculous, Donnie. We should be embarrassed on this. There's people screaming
bit.
In their cars
yeah.
right now.
Before he became
William
the Ravens head coach.
William Shakespeare.
No. He was the Indy coach 92 through 95, which I would say is kind of ironic to go from Indy to Baltimore.
Jesus,
I May
don't
I
know.
Keep guessing if you don't?
Yeah, I don't know who it is.
Jim Mora.
No.
He was the Indy coach?
Yes.
Yeah.
92 through 95.
I know who it is. I know who it is.
Joe's.
Go ahead, Joe.
It's Ron
clicking.
Meyer.
No. I've already given the hardest quiz show of all time.
Apparently. I got no idea who it
Give
is.
Give us one more clue. A Steeler. This is horrifying. Was he an offensive or defensive player for the Steelers?
Apparently, he was a quarterback. I had no clue.
He's also a Tittle?
Franklin. He's a Franklin, Pennsylvania native.
Oh, come on, Donnie. Bobby Lane?
I could tell you the people in the YouTube stream are getting this correct.
I am so embarrassed over this. I've never been this embarrassed on this show before.
What a start.
I thought it was Ron Meyer.
I got no idea.
So what do we do in this scenario?
You just give the answer,
yeah,
I guess.
And unless then nobody gets a point.
He was a quarterback. Come on. He was a quarterback in the NFL, Donnie?
And for the Steelers,
he coached the Colts, and then he coached this team, Johnny Unitas.
He was the 1975 NFL Coach of the Year. He was with the Baltimore Colts from 75 to 79. Then he spent multiple seasons as offensive coordinators at a few different stops.
He was the 1975 NFL Coach of the Year for who?
The Baltimore
Colts. And then he coached in Baltimore with the Ravens and also in Indy.
This is embarrassing.
With the Colts.
In 1975, I was sitting in Rich Stadium. Burt Jones beat the Bills 6-0. Who was the coach of the Colts when they played the Steelers in the playoffs? What are we doing here, Donnie? I got it. I'm embarrassed, but let's have an answer.
Who is it?
Ted Marchibroda.
You should have said he was the Bills coordinator for the K-Gun. He invented the K-Gun in Buffalo.
He was the OC and the quarterback's coach for the Bills. I'm sorry,
if
guys.
If you would have said, you didn't say OC for the Bills, did you?
No, I said he was
in
a few different stops. He was with the Eagles. He was with the Lions, Bears quarterback.
I thought Sean gave a fair amount of
No, he, that one would have given
clues.
It away. You're right. I mean, he did. We should be embarrassed. But if he'd given that one, offensive coordinator
yeah.
for the Bills, I have that in a second.
Now that I say it, do you remember him coaching the Ravens? I think he was there two or three
I still don't
years.
Remember. No, I remember seeing him at halftime and yelling at him. He used to come down right by our seats at Bills games when I was a season ticket holder. Right by the seats to get down to the lot. He would come up to, I guess, the press box and then go down to the locker room. Or the other way around, go down to the locker room and then come up. We'd all be yelling at him at halftime.
So how long did he coach the Ravens?
He was there 96 through 98, so three seasons, or okay. at least parts of three seasons.
My turn.
In their infancy. Yep, Joe's turn.
All right, this one I think will be a little bit easier. It's certainly much more recent. Steelers... Yeah, go ahead.
Listen to Pomp and Joe on Demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome, Joe. So last season, technically earlier this year, the playoff loss against the Ravens. You remember that game well.
Yeah.
Who was the leading tackler in the game?
The leading tackler in the game was Roquan Smith.
That is incorrect.
Oh, you made me wait on that one.
I'll say Patrick Queen.
That is also incorrect.
Deshaun Elliott.
No.
Minka Fitzpatrick.
Also no.
Oh my God, Donnie, we're really having a hot quiz show today. The leading tackler in last year's, I mean, if you counted people who didn't have the ball, it was TJ Watt. He tackled people 27 times without the ball.
I don't know if this is going to help you or not. 14 tackles was the total.
No, that doesn't help me.
So that's a pretty big performance.
Which team did he play for?
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Was that unfair, Donnie, to get that one?
No, I don't think so. Is it my turn or yours?
Mine. But now I can't think of who the Steelers linebackers were in that game. Patrick Queen. Alex Hunt. No, he never had 14 tackles in his life. I don't know. I don't care anymore. Alex Highsmith.
I'm sorry, Joe. No, that's incorrect.
Landon Roberts?
That is absolutely correct.
I knew it. That's who I was thinking of.
It was my guy!
The Steelers' other linebacker was. Very good, Donnie.
In his final game as a Steeler.
In his final show with you.
Yeah.
Next.
Now I'm starting to worry that I've made these too hard, so apologies in advance. All right, it's pretty easy to guess who the top two career passing leaders are for the Ravens in terms of yardage. Joe Flacco, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Who is number three? And the hint is they are nowhere close to either Flacco or Jackson.
Holy ostrich milk. Go ahead, Donnie. You're up.
Let's go Vinny Testaverde.
That is incorrect.
Trent Dilfer.
Incorrect.
Oh, come on. Give me one.
Steve McNair.
I was going to say that.
That is not correct.
Oh, man. This is like taking the SAT all over again.
Kyle Bowler.
That is correct.
Whoa!
Let's go, Donnie. You know what his claim to fame was? From his knees at midfield, yeah, he could throw a ball through the goalposts.
Okay. I couldn't remember how far.
And that helped him become the third leading passer in terms of yardage in Ravens history. Flacco, 38,000.
Unbelievable.
Lamar has over 21,000. Bowler had shy of 8,000. So it's a massive drop-off.
My next guess was Charlie. Who is the Tony, I was gonna Tony go, Banks? I was going to go Tony
that's a
Banks.
Good one. I was going to go Elvis Gerback.
Might I think Elvis was only there 1 year, wasn't he?
Who?
That was a disaster for Elvis when he...
Yeah, he was. That was 0-1.
Yeah, I was ready to sink to Tyler Huntley level since he made the Pro Bowl 1 year. All right, 1-1. Who's up?
Who's up?
I believe it's me.
Okay. So, of all the players who suited up for both teams, Steelers and Ravens, there's been a lot of them. Who had the most games played as a Raven? So, someone who played for both teams... Who's number one all-time in terms of games played with Baltimore from that list?
That's a hell of a question.
Yeah.
Donnie.
Thank you.
How about Deshaun Elliott?
No.
Rod Woodson.
Rod Woodson is not correct.
Oh.
So it's they played for both, but they played
the most games.
If you were to sort it amongst guys who played for both, and then you look at Baltimore games played, who's number one?
Mm. Very interesting, isn't it?
Pat Donnie? Queen?
He is number three.
Mike Wallace?
No.
Didn't Mike Wallace play for the Ravens?
He did.
He did.
Yeah. But only for like a season or two.
All right. You're up.
It wasn't too long.
I have a funny guess if you don't get him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Who do you play for first?
Baltimore. Oh, well, then I'm wrong on
that. I shouldn't have given you that.
Well, clue. I had Bam Morris in my head.
I sniped know he in with the clue Steelers that first. That's now going to go to your team. That's okay. Your guess done.
Well, I just said Bam Morris. He's not right.
Oh, but I you
but
knew
you it. Said you were going to guess that. Please. So it doesn't really count.
Well, no, you register that so Joe can guess
right.
here.
Thank you for your hospitality. He played for the Ravens first, and then he came to the Steelers.
That's right.
As an old Raven who came to the Steelers later in his career, and his name was... I don't know. That's who his name was.
Oh, wait, I have one. I don't know how many games he played with the Ravens.
That's kind of the point of the question.
Don't you dare say Chris Wormley.
That's who I am going to say. Chris Wormley.
Not in the top three. You got number three. You guys have not guessed number one, obviously, or even number two.
Chris Wormley.
How many did he play?
Like two.
96 games with Baltimore.
What?
See?
If I had known that, I would have said Chris Wormley for sure.
Yeah, he was there for a few years.
Wow, the inchworm. That's unbelievable. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Okay,
my brain is no longer functioning at the end of the week.
He played.
You guys are going to be so happy to see Limits back next week for this.
No, this is the fact that you've stumped us, especially that you've stumped Donnie on these, is a feather in your cap.
So Baltimore first. Played most games there. Then he came to the Steelers.
It's a tough one. It's almost impossible. Was he a corner? Was he a safety? Harry Callis wouldn't know the difference. He thought Rod Woodson was a defensive lineman the other day.
Well, he got the defensive part right.
He thought Tony Siragusa was the QB.
I know.
Oh,
he did.
Man.
I think we have to give up here.
All right, I'll give you a pretty good hint.
Oh,
you think very recent, like extremely recent.
Extremely recent.
Extremely
I already
recent.
Went down the Deshaun Elliott well. I went down the Pat Queen well.
Couldn't be Adam Thielen. Got it. Oh, my God.
No, do you have not. It?
No, I don't. Jonathan, I don't know who it is.
About to say Jonathan Kuminga there.
Tell me what college he went to. That might do it, Don.
Okay. Va Tech.
Va Tech. Who was it, Donnie? Silence is not good for
I don't
talk
know.
Radio.
I know. I don't know who it is.
I don't know
I'll
who
let
it
you
is.
Guess, Joe.
I don't have it.
Would you like to hear number two?
Yes.
Malik Harrison.
Malik Harrison. How many games did he play?
With Baltimore, 76. Yeah. Number one, who has played 96 games with the Ravens and is currently on the Steelers, Chuck Clark.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Clark bar.
Oh.
Donnie, this is horrifying.
Sean is taking
I blame you for this.
Sean's taking us to the cleaners.
He really is. But it's not us against Sean. It's me against you.
I know.
Are we tied at one?
It's still 1-1.
Is it the bonus question now?
No.
We're
on question five.
You guys like that last question so much, I'll flip the tables.
All right, I'm going to answer this correctly.
Same scenario. Hadner played for both teams. Who also played for the Ravens, played the most games with the Steelers?
Rod Woodson.
Incorrect.
Oh, come on.
He is number two.
Come on.
Al Villanueva.
Not in the top
three.
That's
a good guess. He played for the Steelers, then he played for the Ravens and played tons of games.
With the Steelers. This is the Steelers leader.
Yeah, like it's the reversal of what he just
did. He played tons of games for the Steelers and then went to the Ravens to finish off his career, probably. Mike Wallace.
Not in the top three.
I don't care.
Ooh.
And I give up.
Le'Veon Bell.
Not in the top three.
Let's move on. What do you got?
You out of guesses?
Yeah.
What if I tell you he's in the secondary?
Deshae Townsend.
No.
I know, he never played for the Ravens. Ryan Clark.
And I say secondary Deshaun because Elliott. I think he moved around throughout his career from one spot in the secondary to another.
Deshaun Elliott.
No.
And you,
Frank Clark.
It's not Rod Woodson.
Rod Woodson's number two. This guy had 154 games in the black and gold.
Lee Flowers.
No.
Ryan
Chad
Clark.
Chad Scott.
No.
Chad Scott.
He's a pretty well-known Steeler, obviously.
Ike Taylor.
Might have been a Pro Bowler at one point.
Holy ostrich milk. A Pro Bowl.
Man.
Joe Burnett? Mike Logan.
No. Donnie, I think, maybe has perked up, though.
Is Donnie perking up over there?
Because I don't think he played for the Ravens. I was going to say Mike Hilton.
This is a five-time Pro Bowler, four of which came in a Steelers uniform.
What are we doing here, Donnie?
A five-time?
Chris Hope? Larry? And he's in the secondary?
Yes.
Donnie,
what is happening here?
What is going on? Out.
I'll give you another clue.
He was not a four-time Pro Bowler in the Steelers secondary. Who have they had there?
Yes, he was.
Pro Bowler?
Yes, he was, Joe.
Carnell Lake?
That is absolutely correct. Carnell Lake played 154 games with the Steelers, and his final NFL season, he played 15 with the Ravens.
Let's go.
No way.
Let's go. Thank you, Sean.
What a hit.
I'm up 2-1, but
yes,
it doesn't matter because we go to the final question, and I get it or Donnie?
It's still the sixth question.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
We got two more. That final question is going to be like, you're going to have to
complete
write War
lineup
and Peace
for the 1936 Canton Bulldogs.
All okay.
Right, what do we got?
Steelers and Ravens have had a lot of meetings over the years.
Yes.
How many have ended in a shutout?
Is this me?
I think we've all lost track at this point of who's up.
You're up.
How many have ended in a shutout? 12.
I don't know that I can.
That is incorrect.
Was it a 30? That was 35-7. None.
That is incorrect.
6.
False.
See, now we just wind up numbering things. This is.
Can you tell us what range? Like, is it between, like, 0 and 10? Is it between 10?
Yeah, yes, and it's not 0, as we know.
2.
Wrong.
1.
4.
You're both wrong.
3.
7.
3 is correct.
There you go.
Would you like to hear the games?
No. Let's go to the final question.
All right.
And try to salvage this disaster.
I think someone's going to get this. I'm very optimistic.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
Because we've nailed it so far.
This is where someone has to say how many they think they can get.
Yes.
All right. Yes.
Okay. In the first playoff game between the teams, it was 2002.
I remember it well.
Do you remember the final score? That's not the question.
Maybe 20-7?
27-10.
Okay.
Steelers.
Yep.
Pittsburgh's defense snagged 3 interceptions. They also registered 3 sacks.
Yeah.
So 6 splash plays, as some would call it, for the Steelers defense.
Mm.
Of those 6 splash plays, 5 different Steelers contributed in that regard. How many of those players who came up with either an interception or a sack in that game can you name?
2.
Ooh. I'll go three. I like that one.
Ooh. Okay. He's got three.
You
got
to get three here.
All right. Here we go, Donnie.
Okay, so I know for a fact that Brent Alexander had two picks.
Am I saying if you're right or wrong? Once you get one wrong, you're done? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brent Alexander was one.
Brent Alexander won.
Okay.
I'll go Jason Gildon.
You've gotten two correct.
Now I've seen it on this. Now I get the strategy wrong going over to him.
I'll go Joey Porter.
You got three, my friend. Joey Porter and Jason Gildon each had sacks. Brent Alexander had two interceptions. Would you like to guess the other two guys?
No.
Dwayne Washington. He get in on the mix?
To end.
Lee Flowers.
Chad Scott had the other interception.
Chad Scott!
And I believe, if I'm correct, a Super Bowl hero had the other sack. But not a Super Bowl hero with the Steelers.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm like 95% sure that this guy a game-saving play to win a Super Bowl.
Oh, Mike Jones.
Mike Jones.
Oh.
He also
Donnie,
had a
sack. Donnie, do I win the quiz show with that?
What do you mean?
No, I'm only... That was the most terrific.
Man.
No fault of yours, Sean, but that was, in fact, it was Donnie and I's fault. It was the most terrific quiz show ever.
You guys are both going to remember Ted Marchabrota
for the rest of my days.
He started with a very straightforward first question, and we both, out of the gate, just fell flat.
Wasn't our day, Donnie, but congrats on yet another win. You're crushing me.
That final question again, Joe.
Let's do our predictions next. It's a big week in the NFL and college football. Donnie and I and Limits has sent in his picks, thank God. So we'll be doing all that next. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can listen to Pomp and Joe on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's a Donnie Football Friday with Greensburg's very own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. Sean, did Limits leave you with the scores of our picks for the year, what the rankings are, or no?
He did not.
It sounds like Limits left Sean completely empty-handed here.
That's half the fun. I don't even know how I fared over Thanksgiving weekend. I have no idea. And this is sabotage, Donnie.
And he's sitting there. He probably got up at like 10 a.m. He's probably had a cup of hot cocoa in his dad's den.
Little marshmallows in there.
Yeah. And this is what's happening.
Maybe some baby food.
Didn't leave Sean with any tips. He didn't leave Sean with any
information.
Yeah.
He did leave me with his picks. That's all.
Gave you his picks, of course.
Yeah. Yes. All right.
Including
let's do
the game he tried to shoehorn in.
Let's do the games.
All right, we got four big ones in college football, the conference championships. We're going to run down the four Power Four matchups. We'll begin with number 11, BYU, number 4, Texas Tech. Texas Tech, 12.5-point favorites.
I was going to say Texas Tech is on a roll. I made the mistake of picking the Fighting Rich Rods against them. Tell you what, if BYU wins... I want BYU to win outright because it throws everything into chaos. Might even get rid of Notre Dame, but I can't picture it, Donnie. I'm going Texas Tech.
I'm going to go Texas Tech, too. I feel like Texas Tech is a team that could actually be in the national championship game, which is something I didn't expect to say coming into the season.
Mr. Limits is going BYU.
Wow.
I don't know. I was kind of wondering if he was going to go with them or against them based on the Penn State animosity he might have towards BYU now.
That's true, too.
Good point.
The crumble cookie.
How about when Franklin went with the crumble cookies?
That was a great move. I think that James Franklin should be allowed to enjoy a little bit of what they went through here. I mean, they finally got the deal done, it looks like, with Campbell. But if I'm James Franklin, I'm very happy seeing how this worked out because he just pulled in a top 25 recruiting class at Virginia Tech.
With half of Penn State's recruits.
Yep, and Penn State came in, what, like 151 or something?
They got two guys.
They have two guys, Donnie. They're starting a pickleball team instead of a football team.
They were ahead of one FBS school, and it was New Mexico State.
I'll tell you what, we're watching Fox right now where that news is that Fox, FS1?
Yeah.
Wani looks great on there with Colin Cowherd, doesn't he?
He does.
Is Wani over 70 now?
Is he?
He's got to be, I think. Is he? Limits? You're the beat writer.
73.
Yeah, he looks fantastic.
Yeah, he does.
Mustache looks better than ever.
Next.
All right, we will now shift to the SEC where it just matters more. Number 3, Georgia, a 2.5-point favorite against number 9, Alabama.
These two again.
Yeah, I think that Alabama is going to make everybody upset and they're going to get into this college football playoff because they're going to win the game tomorrow. I think it's going to be a hell of a battle, the SEC championship. I think the Crimson Tide come out on top. What do you think, Joe?
I think Georgia's already lost to Alabama, so why wouldn't Alabama win again? I'm going with Alabama as well.
Becky? Sweet. Is going with the Bulldogs.
He's a big week for Bechtie. He could gain on us.
If only we knew what the records were.
Yeah, if only.
Plus, that might influence
my picks. Like, if I hear Limits is going one way and I'm two games behind, I might just, of course,
On this next one, Sean, tell us which one that Austin picked.
Yeah.
Let him lead off that.
Okay. So we are now 1-2 in the Big Ten championship game. Number 2, Indiana. Number 1, Ohio State. Buckeyes, a 4-point favorite. Mr. Bechtold is going with Ohio State.
I didn't catch who's the favorite.
Ohio State.
By 4.5?
By 4.
Hmm. I'm going Indiana in this for sure.
Ooh.
Like, I don't know if they're going to win outright, but that is a really, really good football team. And I think they're going to, if they don't win it outright, I like having 4 points, I'll tell you that.
I'm going to go Ohio State in this game. I mean, they just have a defense that is unlike any other that Indiana would have seen to this point. I mean, we even saw Penn State's defense giving Fernando Mendoza fits in that game that Terry Smith almost pulled off with those guys like a month ago. So give me the Buckeyes here. I think they win this thing by at least a touchdown.
And the biggest conference championship game of them all occurs in the ACC. where unranked Duke goes against number 17 Virginia, the Cavaliers, favored by 4 points.
And Joe, are you aware that if Duke wins this game, the ACC is not insured a spot
yes,
in the college
I am,
football playoff?
Which would really be entertaining, which is why I want them to win. I don't think they will, but I'm taking Duke in the points. Again, 4 points. Who's Virginia? What have they done? Is Ralph Sampson going to play in the game? I'm taking Duke to cover.
Virginia's
four, four
the
and
team,
a half.
4 points. Virginia's the team that lost a game that was against a conference opponent, but it didn't count towards the conference. Am I correct?
Yes.
Is Heath Miller going to suit up for this one?
Maybe he should.
I'm going Duke.
I'm going to go Duke, too.
Danny Ferry.
I think I just kind of want to see the chaos ensue.
Who's your favorite Duke athlete of all time, Donnie?
Oh.
Mine's Johnny Dawkins from way back when.
Dick Groat.
Dick Groat. It's a great pick. Next.
Would you like Austin's pick?
Not really.
Yes.
Duke. Okay. So you guys are all in lockstep on that one.
That means Virginia's going to win that game by 3 touchdowns.
Who's your all-time favorite Virginia athlete? Mine's Ralph Sampson.
Heath Miller.
Heath Miller's a good one. Yeah. You had those at the beck and call, Donnie. Next. Did I do the Donnie football read yet?
Yes, you did. You could do it again if you like, but you already got it.
It's a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. And Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Mostly cloudy with a high of Jack Sawyer. That would be 33 degrees.
Would you like to move on to the NFL picks now, guys?
Yes, I would.
Let's do it.
Okay. We will start in the AFC North, where the Cincinnati Bengals make the trek to Buffalo to play the Bills. Buffalo, a 5.5-point favorite for a 1 o'clock kick.
I'll go first here. This is one of the picks of the year in the NFL. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and an improved defense going into Buffalo with 5.5 points. Did you say 5.5?
Yep.
That's right.
That's mind-blowing. I'm picking Cincinnati all day, every day, 366 days a year, Donnie.
That's good, Joe, because I'm picking the Bills.
Wow.
I think that the nation got to see the Bengals play Thanksgiving night, standalone, primetime game, and they played their best game. Joe Burrow came back, a little bit rejuvenated. The defense actually looked like they had a pulse.
Yeah.
For the first time all season. And I think they maybe got into the spot where they're going to overbuy on what the Bengals can actually do. Because I think that Cincy is still in store for one of those masterclass performances from Joe Burrow. T. Higgins has a big game. Ja'Marr Chase has a big game. Burrow goes for like 403 touchdowns. And
yeah.
They still find a way to lose the game
yeah.
by a touchdown or more. I think that's what's going to happen on Sunday. I'm going to take the Bills minus the 5.5.
Limits is going with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Smart little guy, isn't he?
Now, this game, he tried to throw out. He wanted to replace it, and I would not allow it.
Okay.
Donnie's on my side here. Instead of picking the awful Browns-Titans game, which might be the worst game of the season, we're going to go with a much better game, and that is in the NFC North. Bears at Packers. Green Bay, 6.5-point
I agree favorite. With limits here. We have a rule. We have to pick the AFC North.
So that is a show rule.
Yeah, that's a show rule.
Okay, I couldn't remember when Sean asked me.
Well, I have his
Sorry,
pick
Sean,
for both.
That was on me.
So
you've gone rogue here, Sean.
Well, to be fair, Sean did run it by me. I couldn't remember if there was a rule that was in place
okay.
that we had to go
Maybe
AFC
it was,
North.
It might have been Ron's rule. We
but
can
I,
break
but
it.
But I did say, I was like, well, that game sucks.
Yeah, let's break
it. The Browns and Titans?
Let's break Ron's rule. What do we have? Bears-Packers?
Yeah, Packers 6.5-point favorites at home.
Maybe I'm crazy. I'm still not fully believing in the Bears. I'm going Packers. I think it's about time that we know who the real champion of the NFC North is going to be, and it ain't going to be the Bears.
Joe, we are different again.
Wow.
I'm going to go with the Chicago Bears.
To win outright or cover?
I don't know about that, but I will say this. I was not buying into that team much at all. Until, you know, through that Steelers matchup even after they beat the Steelers, I thought, okay, so they beat a pretty average football team that was playing with Mason Rudolph at QB, and they still had a game come down to a field goal difference. Then they went to Philadelphia a week ago, and they slapped around the defending Super Bowl champions. They ran the football with two guys at over 125 yards rushing. One of them really a no-name rookie. They have turned that team into a pretty creative offense when it comes to running the football, and they're not asking Caleb Williams to be a Superman QB just yet. And I think until he gets caught up in that spot, they're going to be okay. Ben Johnson showing how innovative he continues to be. I think they're going to absolutely keep this a close game, maybe even in a losing effort, but I will take them getting a touchdown or more against Green Bay.
Limits is riding with the Packers.
Good for Limits.
I will give his pick on this next one first.
All right.
It is the Sunday night football game. Houston Texans at Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow, what a game.
KC 3.5-point favorites. You have to imagine if they lose, their postseason hopes are probably completely gone. Limits is going with the Texans.
I think that Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are going to be fighting for their football lives this season in this game, and that makes them very dangerous. Unfortunately for Patrick and for Andy, their offensive line is banged up again. And Houston's, that's just like cannibals. I mean, they're crazy. That's the best defense in football. Cannibals eat themselves, though, Donnie, so that's a horrible analogy. But they're gonna. I think Kansas City could win the game, like on a last second field goal. You said it's 3.5. I'm going Houston all day.
We are all on Houston. I think it's gonna come down to the same thing that you kind of painted there, Joe. I understand that Kansas City is the desperate team. They've been the team at the top of the AFC Mountain for so long.
Yeah,
and it feels like a loss here in this spot would really put them in a tough situation in the AFC, because that's yet another potential wild card team that has a tiebreaker over them, because there are already a slew of teams that have that head-to-head tiebreaker, so it would make things very difficult once it comes down to the final weeks.
Yeah.
But that Texans defense is the best in football, at least right now it is. And, man, can they get after the quarterback. We saw what they did to Josh Allen in Houston a couple of weeks ago. I think they could have Patrick Mahomes running for his life. And even in a case where the Chiefs could win the football game.
Got to beat the refs in Kansas City, too, though.
It's screaming for me a game that'll come down to the final drive and a three-point difference. So I'm gonna think the hook comes up big here. Give me the Texans.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Yes, Sean?
The final game that we pick is, of course, Steelers at Ravens, Baltimore getting 5.5.
That was the first game we picked, too, today, and my reasoning stands that... Do we have a word on Lamar practicing today, by the way?
He did practice.
Okay. I'm with Nick Kostos. I thought Lamar looked unbelievably spry in that game last week. He didn't play very well. But the important part for me was that he moved really well. I'm starting to wonder, it might be upper body and not lower body that's really bothering him, because his throwing hasn't been great. But they had two touchdowns called back. He's had the worst three-game stretch of his entire career there. I think he snaps out of it. I don't trust the Steelers at all in this spot. It feels like things are crumbling like a James Franklin crumble cookie. I'm going to go 27-17 Ravens.
I'm gonna say it's a little bit lower scoring than what that is, but with the same end result, that the Ravens do get the best of the Steelers on Sunday. I think they do cover, so I will take Baltimore minus the 5.5 or minus 6, whatever it is. I think we're looking at a 19-10, 19-13, 17-10 type game. I mean, it's going to be ugly offense more than it's great defense. The Steelers offense, they just can't move. They can't do anything right now unless it's garbage time, it feels. At least that's how it was against the Bills. And it's not as if the Bills had some great defense, Joe, as you have told me all season.
Which we'll see again this week. Mark my words that Bills defense is awful.
And I think the Ravens will do the smart thing and give the football to Derrick Henry, who they gave it to in that wild card game, and he ran wild on the Steelers. So I think it's an ugly football game. Baltimore gets the win. They take over control of the AFC North.
Thank you, Donnie, and thank you, Sean. It was a wonderful time.
With the Ravens, by the way, if anyone cares.
I do. I care. He gets a shot in at Limits. Sean's revenge in the final 2 minutes. All right, Donnie, let me give you a couple quick over-unders. Over-under, Pat Freiermuth, 0.5 catches.
Man, I'll go over.
1.5 catches.
Over.
Jonnu Smith, over-under, 0.5 touchdowns.
Under.
Darnell Washington, over-under, 0.5 touchdowns.
Under.
Lamar Jackson, over-under, 47.5 yards rushing.
Under.
I'm going to say over. Derrick Henry, over under 11.5 carries. He had 10 against the Bengals.
Over.
Over under 20.5 carries.
Over.
Over under 100.5 yards.
Over.
I'm going to say over as well. I think he has a gigantic game, unfortunately for them. Adam Thielen, over under 1.5 catches.
I'm going to say under. But I think he gets a catch.
Do you? A big catch?
Not necessarily, but I do think he has a reception.
Thank you, Don.
Might be 1 for 5.
I have no further questions. You have a good weekend. You and Limits have some big things happening, don't you?
We do. We got a big day tomorrow. The final Saturday of the high school football season.
Tell me more about that. Who's playing? Where are you guys going?
We are going to Cumberland Valley, 3A Championship, Northwestern Lehigh. Avonworth, a rematch.
Oh, yeah. Avonworth is in the championship of everything in every sport at every level, boys and girls. And then, it's unbelievable.
And then 6A, you got Central Catholic and LaSalle, a rematch from week zero this season in the 6A title game.
Enjoy yourselves, man.
Will do.
Tell Limits we're angry with him. What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Great job, Sean. See you guys next week.
Just let me say this, man. I really enjoy the structure that is today's NFL scheduling. The excitement associated around these division games, the weight on them, not only for us in Baltimore, but just globally speaking. We felt it a year ago. We had some big games against them in the latter part of the year as well. I think it's good for football. It's good for our fan base. It's good for their fan base. It's an honor to be a part of it.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.